From The Guardian, frilly dresses, and white supremacy. Welcome to the weird, frightening world of Tradwise, written by somebody named Sion Norris. It's a broad, wacky, feminist broad. So, frightening world of Tradwives. Frightening. To who, I wonder? Anyone who's been brainwashed into left-wing orthodoxy, I guess. People do tend to fear what they don't understand. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my content to please go check out my BitChute channel at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where you will find more than 1,600 pieces of content to date. That is 1,600+ pieces of content. Lots of yummy, juicy red pills. So go check it out. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. So, frilly dresses equals white supremacy. If you're white. I guess you could be black, too, if you're wearing a frilly dress. Although I don't remember the last time I actually saw a black woman wearing a dress. I've seen some, like, ethnic African broads who are, you know, weren't born here. Wearing those big, giant, yellow, weird-colored muumuus. Does that qualify as a dress? And the weird head coverings and shit. They're not frilly, though. They're not frilly at all. Very utilitarian looking. And these bros look very butch wearing them. Anyway. Let's get into this. So, trad wives are a part of white supremacy. Because you see, only white people are pushing traditional, well, I guess to a certain extent you might say that. You could say that. I mean, you could argue that. It originates from Western culture. Traditional Western ideals do originate from Western culture, which is foundationally, you know, white and Christian, okay. But are they the only ones pushing traditional conservative values? Aren't there a lot of black people out there and brown people who are traditionally conservative? Anyway, she begins by saying, no longer a far-right subculture. The movement's anti-feminist tenets is, are tradwives a movement? Being a traditional wife is a movement? Really? And are now inserting themselves in the mainstream Western politics. Firstly, I mean, how is it a movement? Unlike you collectivist lefties, we don't collectivize everything we do or believe into a cult or some organized movement, though maybe we should. Part of the reason we on the right lost the culture war is a lack of coordination and organizing. I mean, that and apathy, which is a given, of course, if you're not bothering to find out about what needs to be done to defeat your foe and then actually follow through, especially when we're talking about a foe who is bent on destroying you. So, yeah, there's a lot of apathy involved on the right. That said, tradwives, they're not a movement. That's not a movement. I mean, I know that you people on the left can't see the world in any other way besides collectives, but all tradwives are women that understand that adhering to a traditional gender role will end up being the best path to happiness and fulfillment for them. I mean, if you want to call acknowledging how gender and biology and biological reality shapes our behavior and what behavior is most in line with said reality and then adopting that behavior, then sure, go ahead and call it a movement. Recognizing biological reality is a movement now. Is it? Apparently. In some more traditional relationships, but not all, the man disciplines the woman. Either physically, like spanking, what? Bullshit. Or with things like writing lines and standing in the corner, what? What a bunch of commie pinko propaganda nonsense. One woman advises another on the Red Pill Women's Forum, an online community of right-wing anti-feminist women. This is not true. Where are men spanking broads? What is this happening? By the way, dudes, don't physically abuse women. And women, you spank abroad, she's going to run to the cops and you're going to jail. Even if she spanks you, you'll go to jail. You know, the Duluth model. He's automatically guilty, even if I'm guilty. So what the fuck are you talking about? Total nonsense. Welcome to the weird and frightening world of trad wives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where dudes are spanking their women and making them write lines on a chalkboard. Who has a chalkboard in their house to write lines on? I've been a bad girl. You might do that in some kind of sexual role play. I could see that. That would be kind of interesting. But this isn't happening in any other way except for maybe that. Oy vey. Frightening, weird and frightening world of trad wives. Yeah. I love this astroturfing and fear porn. Where women spurn modern egalitarian values to dedicate their lives to the service of their husbands. But the world isn't egalitarian. Since women aren't equal to men and they can't even fight for their own fucking rights. So let me get this straight. Women are equal to us, but without men, they couldn't attain the rights that they say they deserve because they're equal. My research into this far-right subculture. So this is an attempt to poison the well. Just like calling anything they don't want you to take seriously QAnon conspiracy theories. What do you mean far-right subculture? What are you talking about? I love how she says this as if, you know, being a traditional conservative or just a traditional woman is odd or fringe. This was the reality of the entire Western world just a few decades ago. So what's with all this fear porn about trad wives, huh? My research into this far-right subculture began during the writing of my book on the far-right and reproductive rights. Yeah, because you got to conflate far-right with traditional ideals. Mm. By the way, reproductive rights are not in question. You absolutely have the right to reproduce. I mean, we're not so far gone yet that we have a one-child policy. However, what you don't have a right to is deproductive rights, because you bought into some non-existent identity theory where somehow the child's location changes its identity. Ah, here it's not a child, but here it's a child. No, they're still children, regardless of what location we're talking about. But I love how geography somehow changes the identity of a thing to these people. I was curious to learn how the movement, it's not a movement, determined to reduce women to reproductive vessels, no it doesn't, to aid white male supremacy. What about in Africa where men are also in charge? Is that still white male supremacy? I mean, when white people went to Africa to colonize, weren't the dudes running things there too, and they were black dudes? recruited women to its cause. I mean, this is man-hate. This is man-hate. Excuse me. I mean, first we have the false framing. Reduce women to reproductive vessels. Only a man-hating feminist would believe that a man wants his wife to stay home and take care of the kid instead of having the state raise the kid. Only somebody like that would think that this means he only sees her as a baby making machine. Men, generally speaking, love their wives and choose them based upon shared virtues. Or didn't you lefties know that? That they want to have children with these women, generally speaking, is a reflection of the appreciation they have for those shared values, which has a lot to do with why they choose these women. If we only cared about using them as baby-making machines, we wouldn't care a lick about their virtue. We would only care about their fertility. But that's clearly not the case. By the way, the funny thing is that the left's push to stigmatize standards among men, you know, what standards they have for women, and label those standards as misogynistic and objectifying in nature, make it more, not less likely, that a man is going to view a woman as only a baby-making machine. I mean, think about it. You're sending the message to women that all they have to do is have a pulse, and that means they deserve a high-value dude. I mean, by default, if she has no other qualities besides being fertile, then she's only a baby-making machine. Hence, how could a man view you as anything but that? Oh, I love it. The men are told they have no standards or boundaries. And this only adds to the problem. If men have no standards, if men have no boundaries, and women have no requirements of themselves that they feel they need to possess in the form of virtue to attract a man, then how else could a man view a woman other than a baby-making machine if that's the only quality she has? As for aiding in white male supremacy, all you lefties do that all on your own by going out to work for white male bosses that treat you like the good little tax chattel you are. Mean, they treat you like crap. And then you ladies call that liberation. Meanwhile, working for your husband and children is something you call slavery. And that you vilify. It's funny how that works. By the way, aren't you aiding in black male supremacy when your boss is black? Or female supremacy when your boss is female? Or female supremacy if your partner is a woman and you're a lesbo? Well, you don't label any of those things as supremacy, do you? Of course not. Because you've got all these special pleading arguments that exempt, the things that you prefer from your own logic. So interesting. Yeah. Let me get this straight. Working for somebody all day, essentially being a wage slave, is liberation. But working for your husband and kids who love and appreciate you is slavery. Mm-hmm. The answer was a toxic combination of anti-feminism, white supremacy, normalized abuse, and a desire to return to an imagined past. Traditional Western norms that existed for thousands of years are imaginary. By the way, what's wrong with anti-feminism? You're clearly anti-male, writer of this article, as much as you claim otherwise. I'm sure you would say, I'm not anti-male. You're also clearly pro-female supremacy. That being the case, why can't I be anti-feminist? Since when is it bad to be against something that is essentially an evil death cult? Like feminism. I mean, after all, it kills babies. It kills relationships. It makes husbands kill themselves in record numbers, which you don't care about. It promotes Marxism in the form of cultural Marxism, which has been the biggest killer of humans in the 20th century. So, of course, I'm against it. I'm not uneducated, so I have to be against it. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm not like you. Somebody who can't think for themselves and is lacking in critical faculties. As for white supremacy, that's just a fucking buzzword. Now you're conflating race Marxism with gender Marxism, and you're showing your total inability to think outside of your self-limiting ideological worldview. She goes on to say, Trad Wives can be traced back to the Red Pill Woman Forum that was set up in 2013. There's a Red Pill Women Forum? What is it, just a bunch of pick-me broads? I'll have to go check that out. Maybe there's some good content I could make off of that forum. Oh, man. Yeah, feminism is a huge movement, initially funded by the CIA and supported by billions of U.S. tax dollars via gender studies and courses in public universities, and it's lauded by the media and funded by the government, lauded by government officials. But Tradwives are a real movement. We're not. Ooh, they're a threat. But not me and my death cult. According to research from Julia Ebner in 2020, 30,000 women identified as red pill. Where are these women? I need to meet me some of these women. Or trad wives. Yeah, probably just a bunch of chameleons. Just a bunch of chameleons like that Lauren Southern broad. As with most far-right trends, most of them appear to be in the U.S. But due to the network nature of the modern far-right, trends that start stateside don't remain there. Yeah. You would know. You've spread cultural Marxism to almost every country on the planet. Interviews I conducted revealed that the British far right, is there really such a thing? It's very small if there is. Encourages its women to be trad. How dare they? How dare they encourage women to stay home and raise their kids? watch Oprah and eat bonbons. Do they watch Oprah in the UK? What's the equivalent of Oprah over there in the UK? I don't know. But anyway, with women attending nationalist conferences. Here we go with the nationalism. Yeah, Nazis! They want borders! Nationalist conferences such as the annual Patriotic Alternative Conference. Yeah, conference. Yeah, how dare you be patriotic? Yeah. You need to be for a big, giant, centrally controlled world government and economy! Making a name for themselves on the far right infosphere. Yeah, whatever that means. The subculture, oh, it's a subculture now. I thought it was a movement. Which is it, bitch? Make up your mind. Shares aesthetics and values across the Atlantic. Long floral dresses. Here we are with the floral dresses again. Where are women wearing floral dresses? I haven't seen a floral dress since I left fucking China, yo, 4 years ago. Where are the floral dresses, bitch? I ain't seeing them. Are the norm. Yeah, for a big movement, it ain't so big. I can't think of the last time I saw women wear a dress. Let alone a floral dress. Floral dresses are the norm. Idealizing a mythic past of feminine modesty. What the fuck are you talking about? Have you seen I Love Lucy? Have you seen what the 1940s and 50s were actually like? Women were modest. Your hedonistic worldview, where modesty is out the window because we got to do away with stigma, is a very recent phenomenon. Women should be covered up as their bodies are just for their husbands. Yeah, why the fuck am I getting married if you're going to be sharing your body with other dudes? What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Well, this is why she ain't married. A woman's role is to stay at home. I don't even know if that's the case. You don't want to stay at home, you don't want to stay at home, but what the fuck, who's going to raise the kid? You want the state raising the kid? By the way, women going out to work is why women can't stay home to begin with, because you all went out to work and you ate up half the fucking jobs. So now the jobs don't pay enough in most cases for the man to be the breadwinner. Ooh, serving her spouse domestically and sexually, as opposed to serving some nameless, faceless boss that sees you as nothing more than a cog in a machine. You dumb bitch. While her partner goes to work to support her. Oh, that's so unenviable. Man's going out to work while I am being supported by him. Ooh. Sounds pretty good. That would be great. Somebody went out and worked and supported me and I didn't have to fucking work. Wow. I would love that. Goes on to say, with all these bullshit arguments, what a bunch of nonsense. Men should discipline women. Yeah. Yeah, because they're a lot like children. Unsurprisingly, they are anti-feminist. You're goddamn right, death cult. With the far right recruiting women to be to the trad wife lifestyle. Recruiting? Are you saying that women have no agency or ability to think for themselves? Aren't you just infantilizing women here, by the way? I mean, talk about the bigotry of low expectations. Well, women are so weak-minded and easily manipulated, even though they're the gender that has the greatest ability to manipulate men and be manipulative of others, but they're so easily manipulated, they're so easily led around by the nose that they've been co-opted into this evil cult that's called trad wives. Yeah. By claiming feminism has failed to make them happy. You don't sound particularly happy, bitch. By the way, by every metric, women aren't happy. Jesus Christ, there have been surveys and polls and studies done for 30 years, and women have been getting decreasingly less fucking happy. The more feminist they become. While not a trad wife herself, alt-right influencer Lauren Southern, yeah, she ain't married. Or she was married, I think she got divorced. Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever seen it. I haven't seen any pictures of what the guy she was with. Some Asian dude or Middle Eastern or something. I don't know. Wasn't no white guy, I know that. Well, not a trad wife herself. Oh, right. She's a chameleon. She's a total fake, a phony, a fraud. Everybody knows that. Lauren Southern shot to fame by claiming feminism taught women to work 9 to 5 and drink wine every night until their ovaries dry up. Well, that's what feminism does to women, you dummy. And of course, they're white. One meme I encountered on Telegram during my research summed up a good trad wife as being knowledgeable about her European roots. Well, you encourage black and brown and Asian people to not only be knowledgeable about their roots, but to call themselves Asian Americans, black Americans, African Americans, Latino Mexican Americans. What about European Americans? No. You can't have any roots. You can't have any past. You can't have any history to be proud of. Can't have any grounding in any kind of, long cultural past that has norms, ideas, cultural ideas that go against our progressive narrative. And who loves her family, race, and culture. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You tell everybody else it's okay to love their race and their culture. Just not Whitey, because he's inherently evil, right? I'm against racism as I practice rampant racism against Whitey. Leading the tribe is far-right influencer Ayla Stewart. Never heard of her. Who shot to social media fame when her notorious white baby challenge went viral after she declared, as a mother of six, I challenge families to have as many white babies as I have contributed. So now telling people to have a lot of kids is evil? Only white people. Black people, you should have as many kids as humanly possible so you can, be a perpetual victim who is sucking off the teat of the state for eternity. But Whitey? No way! The motive behind the white baby challenge and much of the trad wife culture is a fear of the so-called great replacement. It's not so called. The media have been talking about it. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Replacing white is a good thing. Even Joe Biden said it was a very real thing. And yet you're saying it's, you're implying it's not real, of course. A baseless conspiracy theory. They've come right out and said it. That police white people are being replaced, but they are being replaced. Just 60 years ago, 80-85% of America was white. Now it's like 60%. What are you fucking talking about? What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? It's an objective reality that white people are being replaced. In every Western country, you dumb broad. By migrant people from the global south, while feminists repress the white birth rate via abortion rights. But that's an objective reality, isn't it? Well, but there's not our intent. Our intent is to empower women. You empower women. What does it matter? It's the outcome that matters, right? You idiot. You believe it's for one reason, but you're just a useful idiot shill, and the actual reason is something else entirely, and the outcome is something else entirely also. It serves a different agenda anyway, and it's certainly not yours, as the useful idiot that you are. To defeat this so-called white genocide, as one Stewart fan expressed, far-right women need to make white babies again. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I love her her implicit racism here. I mean, honestly, she's implying it's bad for white people to have babies. There's no effort to repress the white birth rate, as I shame white women for having too many babies. Lacking in self-awareness much? OP? Oy vey. On far-right Telegram channels, I found posters following her lead. One far-right woman posted she planned to have six babies, as that was above the optimum replacement rate. Well, good for her. Good for her. What Stewart and her acolyte examples show is how the trad lifestyle is fixed to two essential components of fascist ideology. What? How is it fascist to want to have a lot of kids? It's fascist when it's Whitey, because Whitey is inherently evil, and wanting to spread the disease of whiteness is fascist. They govern the modern far-right, white supremacy and patriarchy. Oh, right, because we have to replace the white people that currently exist for white supremacy to continue. By the way, I'd like to know how it is that white people reign supreme. I mean, is there a reason why? You're evil! Isn't that a racist comment? You say that people's attitudes, behaviors aren't governed in any way, shape, or form on an individual or a collective manner by their race, by their ethnicity. And then you turn around and say that white people are inherently evil. And then wanting to have lots of kids is fascism. Oh, God. What's concerning is how these aims are becoming more and more influential. White people bucking your anti-white teachings. As the global far right pushes to overturn laws protecting women, where are they doing that? From gender-based violence. Who's doing that? Maybe somebody in Yemen or Iraq, certainly not in the West. Women are the most privileged. Western women are the most privileged creatures to ever live on this earth. What the fuck are you talking about? And reproductive rights and their ideas gain traction among mainstream right-wing political parties. What are you talking about? Doesn't matter if the Democrats or the Republicans are in charge, the country still goes to shit, and the national debt still grows. What the fuck are you talking about? Both parties are just one giant uniparty, pushing the same agenda. You got maybe 5% of politicians who ain't fucking corrupt and haven't been bought off. During his time in the White House, Donald Trump was going to come up eventually. Weaken protections for victims of sexual harassment and domestic abuse. Could you tell me how? Could you tell me what laws he passed? Seeing as he's not the Congress, he's not the legislature, he couldn't pass any laws. So what the fuck are you talking about? While Spain's far-right Vox party is vocal about its desire to overturn laws protecting women from gender-based violence. What are you talking about? What is gender-based violence? You mean laws that protect women more than men? But I thought you wanted equality. By the way, could you be more specific? Of course not. Then I could call her to task and rip her pathetic arguments to shreds. The reversal of Roe v. Wade met the far right's demands that women be removed from the public sphere into the domestic and be pinned to reproduction. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. So this is a false dichotomy, of course. Either we can have abortions, or we are now slaves to our husbands again via our uteruses. There's no other options, like birth control, which has chemicals in it that fuck a woman up and make her even more irrational than she already is, and then find their way into the water supply and get into men as well and fuck them up. There's no other options? Birth control? Abstinence? No, I must have sex. It's how I find myself.
Oh, really?
Poland's far-right government tightened its already draconian abortion ban. Oh, draconian? Huh? Yeah. God forbid you kill babies, because, you know, we falsely conflate that with reproduction. Even though it's deproduction, we conflate the creation of life with the destruction of life, and then say that the right to destroy life is the same as the right to create life. Brilliant. Far-right leaders in Hungary. Oh, yeah, of course, Hungary is evil. They put up a wall. They put up a wall, don't you know? Can't have borders. That's evil. In Hungary and Italy continue to contest the right to abortion. You don't have a right to kill people. All right. I know you'd love for there to be such a thing, but you don't have that right. Okay? And the more you continue to cling to your continuum fallacy, the more illogical and irrational you seem to be. This stupid fucking argument that somehow geography controls identity. You haven't studied your Aristotle law of identity? Baby, not a baby. Not a baby, it's a baby. It's human, it's not human. It's human, but because it's here, it's not human, but when it's here, it's human. What the fuck are you talking about? So stupid. No wonder they don't want to teach logic in schools anymore. Logic is white supremacy. Do you mean that white people are probably throughout the whole world the best at using logic? And is that why we reign supreme? Not because we're horrible and evil. And even if we were horrible and evil, how would we be supreme and above others in any way, shape, or form if we didn't have superior logic and creativity and adaptivity? No answer for that. Yes. Anyway, at the recent National Conservatism Conference in the UK, conservative MPs joined writers and activists who combined their anti-migrant speeches with those urging women to have more babies. Yeah, you can't want your ethnicity, your race to thrive, even though there's no such thing as race. Why do you care so much, lefties? You're the ones that say that race is nothing more than a construct. Then why do you care if my social construct, which doesn't exist in objective reality, creates more babies? because they know it is an objective construct. At least the people who are, you know, controlling the useful idiot puppets who actually believe it is a social construct. But if it is a social construct, why the fuck do you then care if Whitey continues to have more kids? If they have more kids, they're going to spread the evil ideology of white supremacy. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be libtard idiots like you and push your narrative. My narrative says don't have babies. Ah, yeah, well, that'll solve the problem right there. Well, you idiots will die off, hopefully. Unfortunately, it's not the case. They'll continue to indoctrinate people using our own tax dollars to do it. Far from trad wives being a niche subculture. But it is, isn't it? I'm not seeing these women with these frilly sundresses and floral pattern dresses or any dresses walking around. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They all seem to want to act like men and try to act like this gross caricature of men, and they're all masculine. What are you talking about? Well, they're far from being a niche. Yeah, you want to frighten the fuck out of us, right?
Yeah.
Niche subculture confined to internet chat rooms. The movement's core tenets have gripped mainstream politics. No, they haven't. That's a lie. I mean, I wish it was the case, but it's not. And women and their allies should stop at nothing to defend their hard-won rights.
Yeah,
right to ability to kill your baby and claim it as a virtue. And wear shirts that say, I had 21 abortions! Bake me a cake, motherfucker! And if you don't, I'll sue you! Oh, so this Cian Norris is a freelance investigative journalist. I beg to differ. This is not investigative journalism. This is a hit piece, and nothing more than an opinion piece, and a smear, and propaganda, lies. Not a very good investigative journalist. And the author of Bodies Under Siege. My body's under siege! Is it? In the siege, when you insert a speculum into your pussy, and some doctor reaches up in there and grabs your baby's... you know, arms and legs, and tears it apart while it's inside you. Isn't that the only siege that is occurring? How the far right attack reproductive rights and how that went global.
Oh, yeah.
Again, the conflation with reproduction when we're talking about deproduction. Conflating the additive with the subtractive. They're totally, completely opposite. But this is what the left does, right? They promote vices as virtues. They promote sins as some kind of positive and noble action, and they promote those things that are 180 degrees opposing the current cultural paradigm until that paradigm has shifted 180 degrees and is now what it is, Satanism. That which is in exact opposition to life and real liberty, which includes temperance, not this hedonism that people have embraced these days with no controls of any kind, no moderation. That's where we are now. Satanic world where people just do whatever they want, and the part of that that says as long as you harm nobody else has been thrown to the wind. Yep. So there you go. There you go, folks. If you want to be a mother and a stay-at-home mom and embrace your feminine side, you are a far-right Nazi and are embracing white supremacy, even if you are Chinese. And by the way, these ideas and ideals are held, or at least were held until recently, by Chinese women. And to a large extent, still are. So long as they stay in China, anyway. And a lot of other Asian countries in the world. How the fuck is that white supremacy? They're white adjacent! Oh, I see. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. Is the trad wife movement really a movement? Is it dangerous to women's autonomy and ability to reproduce? I would say that embracing the idea and promoting the idea of abortion, meaning the right to kill your baby, isn't that anathema to the ability to produce? You're killing your kid. You're promoting killing your kid. If anything is against reproduction, it's abortion. But anyway, to see that, you know, these people would have to have some level of self-awareness, which they lack. But let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out, bitches.